Ahmed Chalabi, once considered a leading candidate for a top job in post-war Iraq, today had his home and offices raided by U.S. forces and Iraqi police. Chalabi is the head of the Iraqi National Congress. An Iraqi judge said Chalabi's security chief and others were wanted in connection with fraud, kidnapping, and related charges. The U.S. occupation authority said Chalabi himself is not suspected of wrongdoing. Still, for some Iraqis, the raid marks a fall from grace for the longtime anti-Saddam exile who was flown back to Iraq last year by the Pentagon. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Baghdad.
Iraqis involved in the planning for the June 30th handover of power say Ahmed Chalabi's fading fortunes were well telegraphed. The cutoff of more than $300,000 a month the U.S. had paid Chalabi's Iraqi National Congress for intelligence on Saddam Hussein's regime was the clearest sign until today. Chalabi told reporters that this morning, Iraqi police, their U.S. advisors waiting outside, burst into his house, weapons drawn. The former banker was categorical when asked what the raid said about his ties to the Americans, known locally as the Coalition Provisional Authority, or CPA.
My relationship with the CPA now is non-existent.
Chalabi said computers, documents, and personal effects were taken from his office, and reporters could see damaged furniture and pictures. He said the police later apologized, explaining they were, quote, following orders from the Americans. When asked what the raid signified politically, just 6 weeks from the handover of limited sovereignty, Chalabi bitterly called it the penultimate act of failure by the Americans in Iraq.
I am America's best friend in Iraq. If the CPA finds it necessary to direct an armed attack against my home, you can see the state of relations between the CPA and the Iraqi people.
U.S. spokesman Dan Senor sought to distance the American authority from the raid, saying it involved an arrest warrant signed by an Iraqi judge. Even so, two officials with the U.S.-led authority gave a background briefing on the raid to reporters shortly before Senor spoke. Judge Hussein Al-Mu'athan of the Iraqi Central Criminal Court also gave a brief statement, saying he issued the warrant in connection with crimes committed against Iraqis by a group that lost its way.
Iraqi criminals have illegally detained other Iraqis. Some of these Iraqis were tortured. Government cars were stolen and used to fulfill personal needs. Property was seized from government institutions. Arrest warrants have been issued. I am sorry to say that some people have not been arrested. They are now fugitives.
One of those still at large is Aras Habib, Chalabi's security chief. Chalabi defended his aide, saying Habib's long fight against Ba'ath Party officials had earned him powerful enemies, some of whom he alleged were now high-level Iraqi police officials. Chalabi wouldn't say where Habib is now.
Aras is the man who fought terrorists. Do you think that he would be safe in police custody, headed by senior Ba'athists? There is a death warrant against him. I would not advise anybody with a death warrant to be carried out by Ba'athists to surrender.
U.S. Administrator Paul Bremer has reversed his earlier policy of blanket dismissal of Ba'ath Party members. But responding to Chalabi's charges, Dan Senor said the Americans tried to keep those who carried out Saddam's violent instructions from returning to power.
We subject them to a very robust vetting process in order to ensure that former senior-level Ba'athists do not have a role in the new government. I'm not saying that some don't slip through the cracks, and when that's made available to us, we do our best to rectify the situation.
Chalabi's long been a controversial figure. His standing among Iraqis is low. But some Iraqis wonder if that will change now that he's so publicly taken on both the widely despised Americans over how much power the new Iraqi government will have on July 1st and the United Nations over its oil for food program, now the subject of competing fraud investigations. In another development, Brigadier General Mark Kimmett defended a U.S. airstrike that killed dozens of Iraqis near the Syrian border. He said the area was a known route for foreign fighters entering Iraq, adding that the strike was carried out within the rules of engagement. Iraqi hospital officials said more than half the dead were women and children. Kimmett said soldiers at the scene reported seeing no children's bodies. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.